Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome into the Wash Up Walk-Ons. This is episode 203, our first ever patron spotlight from the Walk-On Army on Patreon. And to be honest, guys, I didn't know where this was going to go. It far exceeded my expectation. Our guest, James, did not disappoint. You guys should really listen to this one. I had so much fun doing it. We're going to continue to do it. Let's have a day. Let's go. All right, before we get into this episode, I am going to bring us in here. We recorded this. We were going to mash it up with something else, and then the plan changed. We ended up releasing the Alex Meyer episode by itself. We're going to release this episode by itself. So you're going to hear Drake and I talk to James here in just a second. If you want the if you want the opportunity to be in James' position and support us on an extra level, check out the Patreon. I'm not going to delve into, is delve a word? I don't know. Dive into all of the specifics of the Patreon. You guys have heard it before. I'll do that at the end of the podcast if you're really interested. We've actually increased some of the benefits. The amount of people who sign up for the Patreon and stay signed up and continue to get those benefits, the retainment level on that is extremely high. And so obviously people are enjoying it. We do the Roster Series podcast, which is a completely different podcast that I do each week and talk about every single guy in the roster. We do a bunch of other cool things that people don't get as a normal listener. So if you're interested, listen all the way through the end. But now we're going to talk to James Brandstetter, our first ever patron spotlight. We talk about the fan perspective, what you should expect as a fan and what the expectations are of the Iowa program, some of his favorite moments as a Hawkeye, how he goes about being on the fan side of things, and obviously Drake, anytime Drake's on the mic, he creates good content. So this is, you know, part of the reason why it turned out much better than I expected. And then James has some questions for us at the end as well. So I think you guys will enjoy this conversation. Shoot us some feedback, get in on the conversation, and tell us how we could improve the patron spotlight episodes. We would love to hear from you. But without further ado, here's James Brandstetter.
And boys and girls, this is the part of the episode that I hope we have referenced before this point. I'm coming in absolutely high and dry here. I feel like a virgin getting his first piece of nice sweet peach. And that is how I'm going to introduce our guest today, because he is a virgin to this podcast, but he is not a virgin to the Washed Up Walk-Ons Army. He's been around us for probably quite a while, if Kluver brought him on as the very first guest that we've had. And I'm really looking forward to getting to talk to him and kind of see what the fans' perspective of this podcast, as well as the fans' perspective of Iowa football, is. Get to know James a little better and have a jolly old time like we do on this podcast. James, welcome. And I hope that was a good enough introduction and better than Kluver would have done.
Hard to top. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm really happy to be here.
Drake, you're in top form. When you said that you're coming in high and dry, I don't know if there's a better status for you. High and dry seems to be about where you sit all the time. So you're pretty used to that. Clearly very comfortable bringing James in there. But yeah, James, you're the first one. How does it feel to go along with how Drake started this, how does it feel to pop the cherry here and make a fan appearance on this show after 200 episodes?
It's awesome. A little nerve-wracking. I don't want to say something and have the wrath of the social media come down on me. But I'm stoked, man. I'm glad to be here. I love the podcast, and hopefully I have some interesting insight to give you guys on what it's like to just be a listener and a Hawkeye fan.
When did you start listening to the show?
I don't remember the exact episode number or date, but it was the post-loss Iowa versus Wisconsin 2019.
Okay.
The first episode I listened in on.
Yep. So that was when Kevin went off, right? He had his whole monologue about,
yes, Iowa or KF doesn't need Iowa. Iowa needs KF.
Oh shit. So
that's a regular line that I use all the time since that episode.
That's a pretty good line, Drake. We need to get that guy on the podcast more.
If that guy wasn't such a shit podcast co-host, there'd probably be a lot more good insight and one-liners that you could use, because Kevin is a pretty intelligent, witty guy.
Yeah.
But he tends to keep all of that to himself because he's just trying to stuff his pockets like he's Warren fucking Buffett.
He really is. He's Kevin Buffett. That's what he is. I agree, Drake. I think, and James, you would probably echo this, Kevin, if he had his own solo podcast where he could be prompted to like talk about subjects,
somebody, he better have a really good prompter, because if it was just Kevin trying to be like Bill Burr on the Monday Morning podcast, it would be horrible.
No, he would never be able to. Yeah, but he has good content when he gets riled up. I don't know.
What's that?
How long have you been dying hard for the Hawks?
Since birth.
Is anybody in your family ever been part of the Fire Kirk Ferentz mob? And like, do you still recognize him as family?
No, actually, that's one thing that I was raised as being a Hawkeye fan is you can't really outcoach a coach. I mean,
wow. Like,
you know what I mean? I mean, trust me, there's some really bad coaches out there, but we're not the type of people to like sit there and, oh, Iowa should be winning national titles and Kirk Ferentz is what's holding Iowa back. Like, we're just not that kind of fan.
That's a really interesting point that I wish a lot of people on Twitter would take that stance.
Me too.
So, man, you're so rational and logical, James. It's incredible. I didn't know those people were out there.
I tried.
What, as a fan, and Drake and I are fans. Kevin's a fan now.
Very much just a fan at this point.
But we're always going to come at things from a former player perspective, and there's always going to be that bias. As a fan who strictly is on the outside of the program and always will be, what is your stance on a national championship and how competitive the Hawks should be in the Big Ten each year, or in a decade span of time, or on the national level? What does that look like from your perspective? What do you think?
I don't really watch. I'm like just a huge college football nut in general, college sports fan in general. And to me, like, if the national title is your end all be all, I think you're missing out on a lot of what college sports are. To me, like I said, I actually went to that Wisconsin game that they lost, and you guys had that episode that I watched or listened to. But for me, that game is like just as important as a national title for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Like, I recognize that, you know. And Kirk Ferentz and the team, they're not walking into that situation trying to lose, as some fans would have you think. I mean,
incredible, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't watch it. I mean, would it be sick if Iowa was in a national title position? Absolutely. I mean, that'd be disgusting. But if they go 7-5 or whatever, and they have a hard fought battle, and there's a lot of fun games to watch, and I'm hanging out with my family and friends watching Hawks, talking Hawks, I mean, that's, and maybe that makes me a mediocre fan or whatever, but I don't know. That's what I get out of it. I just love watching college sports in general.
Fuck, we got a good one here for this first.
I mean, I can really appreciate that perspective of you understand that the business of college football is entertainment and it's getting money to the universities and to the NCAA. And it really has nothing to do with the athletes. And we're putting our balls out on the line every single week to entertain the fans and to live out our own dreams.
Exactly. Like,
to think that we're not giving it 100% is asinine.
And I'll go on a short tangent about game. I try to be a rational fan, but I remember, you know, you always take it more personal when you like buy a ticket to a game and you go on the road and I'm sitting in Camp Randall and Hawks just lost and it just stings a little bit harder, you know, cause that was the game that I went to that year, you know, but,
yeah, you feel a personal connection to it. Like,
exactly.
Why couldn't they win for me?
You know? Right. Right. And so I would say that I maybe was buying in a little bit to the social media response and the Sunday morning coaches, and not to a heavy degree, but maybe a little bit just down on like, God dang it. Why, you know? And then I listened to that episode and heard you guys go off about how, you know, Nate Stanley probably fucking lost consciousness trying to go across the goal line that game. And, you know, they don't go into Camp Randall expecting to find a way to lose. You know, they might've got out coached, they might've got outplayed, but at the end of the day, they're still trying their hardest and you can't, you got to respect that, you know?
That it's one of the things that actually is crazy. I just saw a fan on Twitter. I tweeted about Caitlin Clark's effort in the game yesterday. I mean, for those that watched, we're recording this on Saturday after the women lost to UConn, which, by the way, UConn is insane about. Like, yes. It's fun to watch UConn women's basketball. I don't care what you say. And I tweeted something about Caitlin Clark's effort, and someone responded to me with, "I wish the guys would play with that same kind of intensity."
Oh,
and I was like, my guy. You think Jordan Bohannon wakes up in the morning and they got Indiana or like Penn State on the schedule and they're just like, you know what? I'm going 40% today.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know what?
Yeah.
The eggs and bacon didn't taste quite right this morning. I'm giving it 2/3 effort. We'll see if we win. I don't care. It's like, what kind of people think that that's actually the mindset? Was Iowa's defense poor at times? Yeah, it looked like that. We don't have a lot of great athletes to be able to guard people who are
and
dribble.
You know what's similar? We were just talking about Wisconsin and playing Wisconsin, and you were just talking about how you don't really think it's an issue of getting out coached. When we play Wisconsin, it really isn't an issue of getting out coached.
No,
it's an issue of sometimes our guys are too damn stupid to understand how to correctly block a 3-4 defense, because the fact that one of their guys on the line of scrimmage is technically an outside linebacker. And I've been in situations where guys just couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. And then also the old saying, it's not about the X's and O's, it's about the Jimmies and the Joes.
So true.
Sometimes when you line up against those guys in Camp Randall, it doesn't seem right. Like, it's exactly the same as when we lined up against Michigan in 2016, found a way to beat them, got her done, did not belong on the same field. Like, when I walked out on the field to play a play, their Jimmies were better than our Joes.
Right. Yeah.
And right. So like, sometimes it's just like that, man.
I think it's hard for fans to accept that. The players have no issue accepting that, because me, Drake, most of our teammates, 99% of our teammates, the ones that are playing, we're very in tune with how skilled we are. We also know how skilled an offense we have, how skilled of a defense we have, how our special teams are. We know exactly where we're at. But fans, they don't have to see that on a daily basis. They want to fantasize that our guys are just as good as their guys. And they're wrong. They're just wrong sometimes. And sometimes, not always, that is the biggest factor in a game. And I maybe you could speak to that, James. I don't know. But I think sometimes fans, like, they think that we're on an even playing field. And sometimes we're not.
That's actually one of my favorite parts about being a Hawkeye fan, is I mean, like, I'm glad you guys can say it because I feel bad saying it as a fan, but it is true. The talent gap is often visible.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And but that's the awesome part is, like you said, but, you know, got it done against Michigan. I mean, those are the moments that, I don't, a national title aside, when you can freaking stomp Ohio State into the dirt when they clearly have way more talent. I mean, it's just the hard truth.
Way more.
And you just stomp them into a mud hole. I mean, how can you not absolutely live for those moments and ride the rough moments on your way there? I just, that's what I love about it as an Iowa fan.
Yeah, man. I look at it this way. If we would have played for a national title, I probably wouldn't have even seen the field. If we weren't playing for national titles, I got to score touchdowns, and that's pretty cool. Yeah. So I don't know, man. You give a little bit, you take a little bit.
Yeah.
We had to work maybe a little bit harder. But at the end of the day, we evened. Even though we were one of the worst classes in the history of Iowa football, recruiting-wise,
true.
We, by the end of it, we evened the playing field pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
James, you just mentioned Michigan, Ohio State. You're the same age as us. In your time being a Hawkeye fan, what are your favorite moments? Doesn't even have to be football. What's your favorite Hawkeye memories?
Oh, man.
And it could be one of those games we just talked about, because those are huge.
I mean, I feel like Ohio State, that game always gets talked about all the time.
Were you there?
I was not. No, I was not there. I actually, 100% honest, my dad and I were working on like a car in his shop or something.
You thought we were going to get fuck rolled.
And
huh?
We had it on the TV in the shop as like background noise, like, well, let's see what happens. And then like, we're like, they're up by 2 touchdowns right now or whatever. And like, and then, you know, next thing you know, we're watching the whole game. Any single time that Iowa can beat Nebraska would have to be a top tier moment for me, just because grew up in Western Iowa, loads of Husker fans living in that part of Iowa. Right. And just cocky, you know, national title, this national title, that. So anytime that they can be shattered like that is fun for me. I don't know. I mean, the whole Ricky Stanzi era was when I really remember paying attention to Hawkeye football, like really well. Mm-hmm. That whole era was fun to me. Watching a kid that I knew from my high school play football for Iowa, Dominic Alves, that was always cool to see him get a couple of tackles. And
he was also a phenomenal teammate.
Was he?
A beast, dude. Yeah. Horrible back problems.
Yeah.
If it weren't for his destroyed back,
yeah,
he was an absolute monster.
Yeah. He great guy too. His family is well known from where I grew up, and good guy. And it was super cool to see him, you know, live out his dream the way he got to. And like you said, it probably didn't go exactly how he wanted it to, but it was super awesome. Like, I know that guy, and he just made a tackle, you know. Yeah. Like,
sometimes when you put that much on your body, like Dom Alves was not meant to be as big as he got. And sometimes when you do that to your body fights back and it just says, I'm done with it. You know, I had that same problem. There's been plenty of teammates whose bodies just quit on them because they put too much stress on it, trying to get too big, like poor bastard, but he was a tough, gritty old boy.
Yep. 100%. Sounds about right.
So James, you've been listening for 19 to 2020. So you've been listening for about a year and a half.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
We had made really good strides from one year prior to when you started listening. We started in about October of 2018. And I think that's exactly 1 year to when you started listening, before you started listening.
Yep.
We made a lot of strides in those first 60 episodes. That episode that you first listened to is number 63.
Okay.
For those that want to go back and listen. From 63 to 200, what do you think has changed the most on this podcast? Negatively or positively? How have you seen this evolve from the fans' perspective?
Well, first of all, just the level of guests that you guys have gotten on. I mean,
general managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed Assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Dude, that Drew Tate episode was worth my $16 admission this month.
It was like hanging with one of the boys, right?
It was off the chain, dude. That guy is a freaking animal.
He is an animal, dude.
But definitely,
did they get the unedited version on Patreon?
So for those listening, Drew was a creative, colorful guy, as you guys heard, and all of Wash Up Walk-Ons Nation. We'll get to the little insight here. I probably took out 5 minutes worth of of stuff that he said, because it, without giving too much away,
it just got a little colorful, you know. The boys were hanging out, loose.
It got colorful. We'll just say that. Right. So you got most of Drew Tate. You didn't get all of Drew Tate because some of the stuff, if I would have left it in there, we might have put some dents in the reputation of old number five. So it was still good though. Yeah.
But I mean, also like the merch drop, that was obviously a big deal for you guys. And I'm pretty sure I blew like $80 on that.
Nice. Thanks, bro.
Hey, see, but that's the thing is, it wasn't a big thing for us, big thing for the Children's Hospital. So kudos to you.
Absolutely.
Because we didn't see a dime of that money. I can cross my heart.
Yep.
Hand to the sky, didn't see a dime. So,
you know, and that's another thing. I won't mention the specific page, but there's a page.
Hawkeye Heaven?
Okay.
Those pieces of shit.
We'll just call them out like that.
Pieces of shit. Get your own original ideas, cocksuckers.
So there you go, James. This is how it goes on this podcast. Drake just takes care of everything. He does it all. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. But, you know, he did a merch drop where, like, if you spend $50, $5 is going to go towards the Children's Hospital. And it's like, bro, either...
on an idea that wasn't even his. He took the words out of somebody else's mouth and profited off them.
Right. And yeah, it's like, dude, if you're gonna get 1 foot in, 2 feet in or no feet in, man, like either none of it's going to the hospital or actually stick to your guns and make it happen.
That's not the first time that they've stolen original ideas.
Right. But to turn it back to you guys, that's something that I've also really appreciated is you guys have gone 2 feet in with just about everything you did. I mean, if I'm allowed to do a little bit of sucking here for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck away, dude.
Please do.
Suckage. I think a lot of Hawkeye fans can or should appreciate how like last summer's issues came about. And you guys didn't, I remember you guys talking about how you thought about maybe just not even almost disbanding the podcast, I think, at one point.
We were in...
Listen, man, I wanted to hit the highway. I've wanted to hit the highway several times on you guys. So.
Drake quit the pod. So, well, this... Okay, so here's another... We're learning a lot of inside facts here. This is awesome. Drake has quit the podcast on 3 separate occasions. One was, like, way early on when... I think originally I wanted to do like one episode a week after we got out of that initial season. Was that right, Drake? I wanted to be like, yeah, let's just go one a week.
Nah, he wanted to do it broken up into little parts of where we would a month. There would be a month or 6 weeks without an episode or whatever, 2 months. And then there was a part in time where he wanted to do content. I'm like, dude, listen, if we're not making episodes, I quit.
Yeah,
that was the first time.
But then another time you went like randomly, I don't know what you were doing. The third time was last summer, like shit hit the fan, everybody was looking at us for answers.
Yeah.
And we were like, man, like we're gonna, and it was very hard to podcast about Iowa football last summer and continue podcasting. And we took like, I don't know, 2 weeks off around that time because it was just like, how do we get on and just talk about this?
And here's the other thing. We started this whole podcast because it was really fun. And we continue to do the podcast because it was fun. It became very not fun when people expected answers and things of us when we're like, dude, hands up, don't shoot. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, let us catch our bearings a little
right.
bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was a very not fun situation because we were kind of, in a way, put on both a media pedestal, but then also we were criminalized immediately because yeah. we were white dudes with a podcast.
It was every dude. I'm telling you, I see the numbers that podcast, and really the episodes around that subject, like the two or three episodes we did, those episodes have four times the listens of all of our other episodes because everybody didn't matter. If you hated the Wash Up Walk-Ons, didn't matter. You were listening to episode 123. Yeah, they all came and downloaded episode 123, the Wash Up Walk-Ons, because they wanted to hear what was going on. But at the same time, it was like, you know, it's kind of like a he said, she said kind of thing. It's like, well, also, these guys are on the bad guys' side of this whole part. Like, it looked
without
like
without even knowing anything else.
Well, it's like, well, these guys have their opinions. They're telling their opinions. And like, for a lot of people, it was okay, but you know, they're just white guys who had a great experience in the program. So it was like, okay, you're all coming to hear the opinion, but you already know where we're coming from.
Right.
And then the judgment, we got a lot of, it was tough, man.
But what I was just going to say about it is that's what, for me, like, I feel like anytime that you get your own belief system challenged like that, whether you think it's legitimate or not, anytime that you can be kind of forced into like taking an introspective look and like, was there anything that I saw or did, or was there anything, you know, and just kind of getting like a grasp on your own self, you can either grow from that and learn lessons, whatever, or you can just shut the podcast down and be done with it. And we're not, you know, and I feel like a lot of people should appreciate the fact that you guys even had on some of the players that had some of these accusations and were willing to spark a discussion and not just throw it all away and we're done with it. You know yeah. what I mean?
We tried to have more on too, man. We tried.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake and I were contacting people for 2 weeks trying to get people on to talk. And like, I don't know, people didn't want to talk. James and Lomax were great to have on. And then a lot of people had problems with that episode too, as well. It's like, okay, well, you're not going to please everybody.
No.
Drake, what I'm figuring out here is that James would be a way better co-host than Kevin. his mic sounds good. He talks well. He shows up on time early.
He seems to have bountiful Hawkeye knowledge.
Yeah. He wears the fucking merch on the show. Like, I mean,
well, I had to suck up a little bit.
Yeah. No, that hat is one of my favorite hats too. I have.
Oh, I love it. I wear it all the time.
It's incredible. Awesome. If you could change one thing about the podcast, if you could make one thing better about the podcast, what would it be?
Oh,
or is there anything? Are we perfect? You could tell us that too.
You're not perfect. I'm sorry, guys.
Damn it.
Dang, I'm on the spot. Everybody's listening to me.
You know, if you don't have an answer, you don't have to.
I will say that I missed your guys' first like watch hangout party thing for the right. Illinois, the Big Ten tournament yeah. game. But I that would be my one suggestion is maybe try doing so. I think it'd be sweet, like when bowl yeah. season comes around, if you guys got the time to host a watch party when the Hawks are in a bowl game or something like that. That'd be one of my suggestions, I guess, but
yeah. And we're trying that. Yeah. The logistics behind those things are a little weird too. Like
absolutely.
When we want to watch a game, we can't show the game cause that's illegal to then put that out. Yeah, I agree. We need to up our engagement there with some of the Patreon members. Do you have any questions for us before we let you go? Because this has been fantastic.
I have a couple.
Yeah.
I made sure to write them down. So I'm married to a Cyclone graduate.
It's tough. I'm married to a Husker, so.
Yeah, ooh, that's worse. See, and I'm not one of the Hawkeye fans that, like, I like to see Iowa State do well when they're not playing Iowa. That's just how I was raised,
yep.
right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yep.
But one of their favorite sayings to me is, what does an Iowa State fan or what does an Iowa State fan and an Iowa fan have in common? Neither one of them attended University of Iowa. And so what is your guys' perspective on a guy like me that, you know, I went to college at a small town in Nebraska. I have no affiliation with the University of Iowa at all, other than I'm a fan of their sports teams and whatever. So what is your guys' perspective as people that have been in the, you know, in the grinder that is Hawkeye football and just being a student towards fans that are just fans because that's how they were raised, just the average Iowa fan in general? What, how do you guys feel about them?
You want to go for that, Drake?
I was not a big fan of fans when I was a player. I was a pretty big prick. I was fine with the fans who were, you know, who showed up on spring day and were just very happy to get a little bit of engagement. Like, those felt like true fans. The fans that I heard yelling at my teammates and players that I then got into verbal altercations with while inside Kinnick Stadium, was not a big fan of those guys. So I've since started to understand a little bit more about fans coming from this podcast, and just like their true obsession is what leads them to act the way that they do sometimes. So like, most of the time fans are harmless and they're great for the sports, but right. At the same time, like, chill out.
I agree there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fans for me are, we've had this interesting perspective of like, hey, we are now you, but we were once them. And here's the bridge. Here's the gap between that. And I've had an interesting but entertaining time trying to get, we've had a lot of people message us, just like you listened to that podcast with Kevin and said, wow, that really changed my perspective. Mm-hmm. That has been great for me, because it feels like, you know, I'm very disconnected from Hawkeye football when it comes to, oh, Hawks lost the game. How does that affect the rest of my life? How does that affect me outside of just watching that game? Not at all. Some people let it affect them too much. It affects how they treat other people for the Absolutely. Next couple of days, how they live their life, how happy they are. It's just like, man, that's just not the way to do it. So that's how I look at it. But yeah.
All right. Yeah. I try to be the fan. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm jumping up and down watching my TV when they're playing, or, you know, dropping F bombs when things aren't going well, but I try not to let it affect me too much other than just being a diehard.
Right.
Wearing my gear in Omaha, Nebraska, you know, that's,
let's go.
That's, my next question was, I actually tweeted this at you, and, I'm just curious on this perspective, how does a team like, say, Kansas, or, I'm trying to think of other programs that are in the dirt, Rutgers, how do their players wake up on a Saturday morning, you know, ready, trying to get ready to go play Oklahoma or something like that? You know, how do they handle that?
And clearly things can't be as serious in those programs as they are at Iowa, because right. You just wouldn't lose that much. Yep. If they were doing things the same way that we were doing things, they would be getting better results, just plain and simple. So their players aren't working as hard. They're not as tough. They're probably equally talented to our level, because we're not that talented of a team, but we're hard-nosed as hell, and those teams just simply aren't. And you feel them fold right underneath you when you play them. Like, we played really bad. We weren't that good of a team in 2016. We played really bad at Rutgers and still found a way to beat them in the end, just because they were just simply not, they didn't belong on the same field as us. But I don't know, man. It just, the way to explain it is that they just aren't built of the same material that we are.
Yeah. A lot of those guys are playing for themselves, right? Like, it's their way to get through college, right? So it's a whole nother, it's not even about winning, you know, it's like they made it, right? It may be the first person to go to college in their family or something, some kind of situation like that. And so they're playing for themselves. Some of them have a chance at the league, but yeah, that's,
How do you guys get up to wake up and, you know, we got Ohio State coming into town today. What do you guys do to get up for a game where you're clearly the underdogs? Clearly you're not supposed to win this game. So what's your guys' mindset, or was your mindset if getting up for games like that?
If you needed help waking up to play Ohio State at home, you need to find something else to be doing.
Yeah.
I figured that was probably the case, but I had to ask.
I was a Viagra producing factory that day. I could have just shot out Viagra tablets from fucking 6 a.m. till 2 a.m., dude. That's how fired up I was for that game.
Love it. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Well, James, anything else or?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, we're so happy that, first of all, you support the podcast and you're a walk-on Army member. And again, go back and listen to the intro where Drake got mad at me for trying to explain it after I said I wasn't going to explain it. If you want to figure out how to be like James and support the walk-on Army, this went better than I think I expected and I could have hoped. So James, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast and being part of the walk-on Army.
Absolutely, boys. Hawks by a million, baby.
Let's go. That's it. Episode, I don't know, because I'm not sure where this is going. So we'll talk to you next time. Peace. That was it, our episode with James Brandstetter, our first Patreon-exclusive episode. And as promised at the beginning of this episode, I am going to quickly and as concisely as possible run down what James is getting at the Tier 3 level, but not just the Tier 3 level, all the levels before that, the two levels before that, I guess. How did he get on the episode? How does he get to interact with me and Drake and Kevin on a deeper level than those who just listen to the show normally, maybe you sitting there at home? First of all, with our Patreon, it seems like I'm not going to front here. It's this weird, like, why are they having people pay to listen to the podcast? Like, I don't understand what Patreon is. What is this thing, right? And first of all, if you don't want to subscribe to the Patreon, like many of you don't. Like, we don't need the Patreon. It supports us in an amazing way and supplements our ability to create the podcast. But in no way are we asking you or are you obligated to spend money on us. You guys know how much we appreciate your support of just the general listenership. You guys listening to the show is already monetarily supporting us because of the network that we're part of, the Blue Wire Network. You hear those ads, that's you sitting through those ads or skipping through those ads. Just skip through them. That's money that's going into our pockets, you know? And it's not really going into our pockets. It's going back into the time it takes to produce this and do merchandise and do other stuff with the podcast. So, and a lot of it goes to the Children's Hospital, which brings me to the actual Patreon subscription. Patreon is essentially a way to get extra benefits, extra content, in a more inside look at your favorite creator, right? Us being the creator. Our Patreon features a $4, $8, and $12 level, and the entry level is called the Walk-On Army True Freshman, all right? You just got into the program, you're a true freshman, you're $4 per month. At that level, you're going to get 50% of your subscription going to the UI Children's Hospital each month, so half of what you're giving to us is going right back to the Children's Hospital. It's like a little donation to give back to the kids and the wave and all that goes on right there next to Kinnick. 50% of that, you are going to get, during the season, the bonus post-game reaction episodes where Drake and I and Kevin, probably not Kevin, to be quite honest, always me, most of the time Drake, probably never Kevin, get on and do post-game reactions. It's a quick 8 to 10 to 12 minute little ditty of what just happened, why did it happen, what do we need to do to be better, all that kind of stuff. And it's a great little thing that we added this past season that I think has gone really well. So you're going to get that bonus post-game episode. You're going to get 10% off all of the merchandise that we do. And in fact, we have a new merchandise run in the works. I just started talking to the people who are going to be doing our merchandise, and we're excited to drop new items, a new line for the summer. 10% off all of that. You get Q&A episode contributions, so you will get asked, you will get prompted in the Patreon account, behind-the-scenes things of, hey, we're going to do this episode. What do you think? Give us questions. Put your input into it. What should we do here? What should we do now? You get access to any subscriber-exclusive merchandise. So not just the regular merchandise. We have exclusive washed-up walk-ons pieces that will come out behind the paywall of Patreon that nobody else gets to see. We've already done one. It's the current look of the actual like URL or the little mini profile picture of the Patreon tiers, and we will continue to do more. We're excited to expand that. You get access to all the behind-the-scenes content, including photos, conversations, videos, updates, and more. Anything that is, you know, this is about to happen, or this is happening this date, or for example, this past season, we had a text conversation that ended up being true. It was like this kind of prediction thing that happened between the three of us, and we posted that text conversation, extra pictures, whatever video content, you get that. That's all at the first level. Moving up to the next level is the Walk-On Army travel roster, okay? You've made your jump. You're now on the travel squad. You're on the $8 level. Again, half of that. Now four out of those $8 are going to the Children's Hospital. You get all of the things I just said from that first level, and now you're going to get a new personal patron shout-out on the show, all right? We're going to shout you out, say thanks for joining, kind of give you that clout. You get ad-free episodes. So now you're going to get your own RSS feed in the Patreon app that you can drag and drop into your podcast app so it looks the same as how you've been listening before, except for you are not going to get any of the advertisements that run on the show. You're also going to get early access to those ad-free episodes. So you're going to get... generally, the Monday episodes come out on Sundays, and the Thursday episodes come out sometimes as soon as Tuesday mornings. So early access to the show, and you get to listen before anybody else, and then you're going to get access to the subscriber-only Q&A episode. So every once in a while, every couple months, you hear about 15 minutes of an episode, and then it cuts off. You have access to those full episodes where we answer questions that are, you know, burning in the minds of the Wash Up Walk-Ons Army. So all of that at the second tier, the travel roster. And then finally, the $12 per month level, the Walk-On Army first string, you're the starter, you are the guy, you get everything from those first two levels. Now six of your $12 are going to be going to the Children's Hospital, and you also get immediate access to the video versions of the podcast. The podcast is great to listen to, but it's even better to watch. And the YouTube versions, especially with some of our more animated guests, are some of our best episodes. They're incredible. It adds that extra element to the podcast. You're also going to get access to live hangouts with the walk-ons. And just recently, we did one of those for the Illinois game for the Big Ten Championship. I was out in Arizona with Drake. We ended up doing a first half hangout where people could join the Zoom, ask questions, talk about the game. It was a great time. Patreon exclusive roster series weekly podcast. I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode. I do a weekly podcast that breaks down every single guy in the roster. Every guy in the roster gets 3 or 4 plus minutes. I think for Tyler Goodson, I went for like 12, breaking down what they did in high school, if they're a young guy, who they look like, who they, I compare them to, what their potential could be, and where they fit in on the depth chart. Every single guy, doesn't matter if they're a walk-on, a true freshman, a scholarship player, a starter, I'm breaking down every single one. I've had so much fun doing that this offseason. And then finally, a chance at being a Walk-On Army featured member. Just what you listened to with James Brandstetter. You have a chance to throw your name in the hat and be randomly chosen to come on an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, chat with us, hang out with us, and it's really... I think the best way that we can give back is to bring on some of the fans that have been so gracious to us and listening and committed to the Walk-On Army, bring them on the show and give them a little spotlight. So all of that comes with the $12 level. And again, none of that matters, right? It's all extra. We're trying to just produce content and be entertaining and give you guys as much as we can. If you don't want any of it, awesome. Your support and listening to the normal episodes every Monday and Thursday is more than enough, and we appreciate it so much. Patreon.com, patreon.com/washedupwalkons, and you can find those three opportunities today. Again, thanks for joining on this episode 203. It's so fun to create this podcast and create this content for you guys, and I don't care what Drake or Kevin does. I'm going to keep making this stuff until it no longer makes me happy. Right now, it's making me incredibly happy. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again Thursday. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.